Blog Talk Radio.
Straight out the rips in the corridor, I let it praise off my lips, it is for the Lord. We in the times, and the times no one never fall. No matter what the circumstance, stay up in his hand. And it's the working of the Father with the master plan. Don't try to minimize the fact he giving mercy to us. And it's the truest, I'm a minister inside the music. We're seeing people, we ain't sitting, Jesus get us through it. The heart reigns and the Lord taking resident. Body is the temple, let the people witness repentance, grace and Jesus forgiveness. I've seen it, love with no limit, I tell you I mean it. And just cause I rap it, you holding the judgment. We penalize Judas, and how could you really not love it, you brethren? Step on the pearl, see you in heaven. Back to this warfare, back to this warfare. Powered by the Christ, I'm gonna kick it up a notch. He gonna show you what it is, he gonna show you what it's not. He gonna offer eternal life, I can keep you on his watch. What more can we ask for? Killing the Lucifer, I'm making it point blank. I'm making it give thanks, and I ain't deceived by the industry think tank. So tell me what you think, it's all what the words say. Hey, more than a rap hit, scripturally accurate. And in the spiritual, deliver Satan the lashes. It's deeper than rap hits, so the faith we practice, no matter what we do, we persecute for action, crushing the magic, quicker than hat tricks, and look who understand it, it's the sheep of the casket, incredibly massive, the mic of the magic, with Jesus coming back inside the fire of a passion, come on. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Revelation 21:3. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon from the flight deck. We're cruising at 37,000 feet. We just passed over the coast. We'll be beginning our descent in about 30 minutes. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to America.
Yeah. I was made in America, land of the free, home of the brave. And right up under your nose, you might see a sex slave being traded. And would do anything for the money. Boy, mama might sell her bait. Sell porn, sell pills, anything to pay the bills, anything to bring that pay. Gotta scratch that itch, gotta scratch them ticks, ain't rich, but I might be. And I'ma shoot these flicks, I'ma turn these tricks, anything for a slight fee. Yeah, made in America, mama told me that I belong here. Had to earn our stripes, had to learn our rights, had to fight for a home here. But I wouldn't know a thing about that. All I know is drugs and rap. I probably could have been some kind of doctor instead of holding guns and crack. I was born in the mainland. Great grandpa from a strange land. He was stripped away and given bricks to lay. I guess you could say he a slave hand. But I was made in America, so I don't know a thing about that. All I know is Uncle Sam looking for me, working on his corner, so I know I got a pay tax. Getting paid in America. I was raised in America, and this is all I ever known. If I'm wrong, then you better come save me, America. Welcome to 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 America. Man, I die for America. I served my time for America. Got shot, shot back, went to war, got back, and ain't nobody give a jack in America. I could have lost my life, why I lost my wife. I can't even get right in my homeland. Cold sweats, cold tech, paranoid, looking out for a threat in my own land. I was trained in America. How they get up in the planes in America? Flew right into the buildings, taking out the buildings. People getting killed in America. And I'm still in America. Though America ain't feeling me, I went to war for this country. Turn around, came home, and you grilling me? When y'all free here, saying you don't want to be here, well, you probably couldn't breathe here if I didn't load a couple magazines here. Y'all just complaining, America. I'm jumping out of military planes from America. Hey, I was made in America. That's why I'm out here saving America. I got a brother in the cemetery now because he wanted y'all safe. And everybody wants the freedom, but nobody want to hear about faith. We bled for America to keep y'all fed in America. But what's the point of talking? A lot of y'all don't really even care, America. Welcome to 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 America. America. I wish I lived in America. Wanna raise my kids in America. Heard everybody rich, all I gotta do is run, jump, kick. I'm a hit in your area. So please pick me, America. I know you probably never loved me. You never hear about me on the news. And you probably never been to my country. I hear you selling education. And got clothes that you throw away. Got plenty food in your nation. I can tell cause a lot of y'all are overweight. I already work for y'all. I'm in the sweatshops making these shirts for y'all. Now I ain't getting money. Go to bed hungry. But I make some exports for y'all. Y'all don't know a thing about that. You was made in America. I'm trying to find me a ticket where the sky is the limit. Catch a plane to America. It should be plane to America. Y'all blessing, you got it made. Heard y'all don't pray no more. Y'all ain't say no more. Y'all looking for another way. Well, I hope it ain't true, but I'm packing my suit. Farewell to my motherland. Say goodbye to my loved ones. Fate, here I come. I'm going to another land. I done made it to America. I'm amazed at America. But I couldn't get approval to stay, so they sent me away from America.
Yeah, yeah, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, we up in the building, what's happening, what's cracking, hello, how you doing, good evening, good morning, great day to you, are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, shouts out, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in, yes sir, yes ma'am. Today, we're doing this Hip Hope Bible study with Jesus and Heaven, little buddy. That's right, Hip Hope Bible study with Jesus and all of Heaven. Teaching Tuesdays is what we call it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Hip Hope Bible study, we're about to get into it. And we're going to be in Exodus chapter number 33. All right? Check this out. Faith is what you hope in God for. Yeah, faith is what you hope in God for. Mm-hmm. The evidence of what you don't see. Wow, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, ain't it? Got to be spiritually minded. Faith is what you hope in God for. The evidence of what you don't see. Believe and trust God. That's faith. Yeah, when you believe in and you trust in God, that is faith. Welcome to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate you. This episode is where we come together and study, focus, meditate on, and apply, you know, do the word of God, our Father. We read and feed on the word, chapter by chapter, and verse by life field verse. The word of God is living. The word of God is powerful. Hold on, wait. The word of God is living. And we talking about Jesus. We talking about that Bible. Yeah. And, you know, the words that God spoke out of his mouth. Let there be, remember in Genesis, the first chapter, let there be light, let the dry land appear, all that. His words formed this world. All right? The word of God is alive. The word of God is living. Yeah, it's safe to say this Bible is living because the Bible is the word of God. So the word of God is living. The word of God is powerful as well. The word of God penetrates to the dividing of soul and spirit. Mm-hmm. The word of God judges the thoughts and attitudes of your heart. And Father, thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Father, for giving us another opportunity to come together in unity, Father, in you. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to go over your word, to read it, to study it, to meditate on it, feed on it. And thank you for helping us to apply your word to our lives, Father. Let your will continue to be done, Father, on your earth as well as in your heaven. Satan, the Lord rebukes you Father, get all of your glory from this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Father. You send the increase in the name of Jesus. You multiply everything. Multiply the blessings, Father. Multiply our trust in you. Multiply our worship of you. Multiply our praise of you, Father. Help us to get to know you even more. Help us to obey you even more and to trust you even more in the name of Jesus. Let your will continue to be done in the name of Jesus. Father, pour out your spirit, Father, as we're going over these scriptures in your word, Father. Pour out your spirit on our hearts, our minds, on our souls, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that we can be the ones to put a smile on your face. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you and I glorify you, for you are wonderful. You are magnificent. You are spectacular. You are marvelous. You are the awesome God. Thank you for instructing sinners in your ways. In Jesus' name, let your will be done. Amen. Yeah. We up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to you. Appreciate you being here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is where we have that Hip Hope Bible study. Hip Hope. Yep. Hip Hope. We use hip hop, but, you know, Jesus used hip hop, should I say. And you come out with Hip Hope. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool Bible study. A cool Bible study where you're going to get some hope. And you're going to get this Jesus. So we having this Bible study with Jesus and heaven. Faith is what you hope in God for. Yeah, faith is what you hope in God for. It's the evidence of what you don't see. Believe and trust God, that's faith. Yeah, believe and trust in God is faith. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate you. This episode is where we come together and study, focus, and meditate on and apply, you know, do the word of God, Abba Father. We read and we feed on the word chapter by chapter, verse by life-filled verse. Yeah, the Bible is the life. Filled with life. The life. The word of God is living. The word of God is powerful. The word of God penetrates to the dividing of soul and spirit. The word of God judges the thoughts and attitudes of your heart. All right? With that being said, let's go ahead and jump off part one. I'm going to jump it off, pop it off with part number one for this Teaching Tuesday. Shouts out again. Much love to you. Appreciate you being here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We're doing Hip Hop Bible Study with Jesus in heaven, little buddy. So Exodus chapter number 33. That's where we starting at. Exodus chapter number 33. Exodus chapter number 33. And while you're going there, let me read this in your ear, in your area, in your hearing. It says, this is the confidence. Yeah, the confidence, not the unsurance, but this is the confidence which we have before him, God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. And that's 1 John 5:14-15. Yeah, you got to ask according to his will. Yeah, then your prayer is going to get answered. It says you have not because you ask not. And then when you ask, you still don't get it because you're asking with the wrong motives and the reasons. You asking for selfish stuff. You see what I'm saying? The Bible teaches us how to be selfless. All right? Anything you ask according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request we have asked from him.
You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. We doing this Hip Hope. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We doing this Hip Hope Bible study. Hip Hope Bible study with Jesus in heaven, little buddy. And we in Exodus chapter number 33. Exodus chapter number 33. All right, Exodus chapter number 33, starting at verse 1. 33, starting at verse 1. But remember, hold on, let's do a little quick review. The last chapter, Moses finally came out. Moses finally came down from the mountain after he finished getting all the blueprints and for the temple and the furnishings, you know, that God was giving him and the commandments and all that stuff. All right? So God brought his people out of bondage, out of Egypt, and they're in the wilderness. And then God is becoming their God. He brought them in the wilderness so that he could become their God. He's going to test them. He was testing them in. He was trying to get them to trust him. All right? But they done got so, you know, last two teaching Tuesdays in Exodus chapter 32, they got so impatient that they made a God for themselves. They said Moses in the mountain too long. And they, you know, remember when we first read about the mountain, it was smoke on the mountain, it was thunder that they could hear. You see what I'm saying? They were scared. It was trumpets playing. You know what I mean? All this on the mountain. But now they done been down there so long, I think Moses done been up there about 40 days, 40 nights. He done been up there so long, they talking about, we don't know what happened to this Moses, man. You know what I mean? Let's make a God out of the gold. Put all the earrings out and everything and made a gold God. Talking about, this is your God that brought you out of Egypt. They done made a statue. I'm like, this is your God that brought you out of Egypt. How that's the God and y'all made him? You made him. That ain't the same God that parted the Red Sea. That ain't the same God that hit Egypt with all them plagues. It's not the same God because you the one made him. I'm talking about a golden calf. I'm like, this is your God. Nah. But let's go over here to Exodus 33 because Moses had to go back up in the mountain. The first commandments were written by the finger of God. God wrote them himself. Moses came down there. He got mad at the people. He broke the commandments. So now he going back up in the mountain. Exodus 33, verse 1 says, then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it. So God is sending them somewhere else. They're leaving Sinai. He was on Mount Sinai, so they're leaving. God just gave him the command to leave. Depart and go up from here, all right? Go up, not go down. Verse 2, Exodus chapter 33, it says, and I will send my angel before you. Isn't it wonderful that God is on your side? Isn't it wonderful, man? It's spectacular God is on your side. Then he said he's going to send his angel before you because you are big. He told you to go somewhere. You're going up. Yeah, this word of God is alive. I know he was originally talking to Moses, but since you're reading it, he's talking to you now. He's talking to me too. Depart and go up from here. And verse 2 says, I will send my angel. It's wonderful for God to send his angel before you even get to God. Clear the pathway for you to take before you even start stepping in it. All you got to do is decide to step. Verse 2, Exodus chapter 33 says, I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite. I will drive out. The angel going to come and drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. In other words, God going to drive all of your enemies, all of the opposition that's against you, he's going to drive it out. Yeah, you're going to get it out of your way. Verse 3 says, go up to a land flowing with milk and honey. That sounds good, don't it? And that does exist. Yeah, the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. Yeah, when you, I'm talking about you got access to heaven. You know that prayer that you always be praying? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, your prayers being answered because you're not asking selfish stuff. You see what I'm saying? You're asking according to the will of God. All the promises are coming forth in your life. because you're obeying, right? Okay, so go up to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way. For you are a stiff-necked people. They rebellious, right? Rebellious. Your ancestors, yep. Sometimes we be rebellious because that's the same, same blood in us. But then, you know, we got the blood of Jesus now, right? But go to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people. So I'm going to meet you there. You obey, you go, and I'm going to meet you there, because remember, them people is the same ones that built that golden calf over there. I'm talking about this your God. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, and it got slaughtered too. A lot of them got slaughtered. You know what I'm saying? Verse 4 says, and when the people heard this bad news, they mourned, and no one put on his ornament. You're going to mourn and put, you know, when the people heard the bad news, they mourned. They heard that God not going up with us. They said, right, that's how you should be. That's why you got to stay connected, because you want God to be there. You know what I'm talking about? He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. All right? This is after Jesus was manifested and walked the earth. For those of us that obey God and love the Lord, not saying that you're perfect, not saying that you obey all the time, because you mess up sometimes. But for those of us that love the Lord, hey, God is with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. But right now, these people are dealing with some bad news, because God said, I've been unconsumed them on the way. For they rebellious, they stiff-necked. Verse 5, Exodus 33 says, for the Lord had said to Moses, say to the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. You're stubborn. I could come up into your midst in one moment and consume you. Don't play with God now. Yeah, keep thinking God's soft if you want to. Yeah, let them keep thinking that. God said, you are a stiff-necked people. I could come up into your midst in one moment and consume you. 1 minute, 1 second, and consume you. Now, therefore, take off your ornaments that I may know what to do with you. What to do to you. Yeah, they're in trouble. These God's chosen ones, but they rebellious. So let's keep reading. So the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. Now you want to be obedient. See, you don't want God to force you to obey him. You want to go ahead and obey God. Excuse me. You want to go ahead and obey God out of love, out of honor, out of respect, out of reverence for who he is. All right? You don't want him to force you. These is people now. Remember, he swallowed Jonah up with a whale. Because Jonah wanted to be disobedient. He wanted to blatantly defy and go against God. The latter part of verse 5 says, now therefore, okay, take off your arm. We did it. Verse 7, I'm sorry. Exodus chapter 33, verse 7 says, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp. See, he had a tent, because a tent is a temporary dwelling, right? He didn't make his tent or make a house out of brick, because it wasn't no permanent dwelling. He's a tent. God's sending them all over the place. And some of us be getting stuck to the earth. We try to live the American dream. God ain't told you to live no American dream. God told you to do things his way. America, they I don't know what they on. They not even listening to God no more. So you sure you want to do things the American way? Verse 7, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of meeting. His tent, and he called it a tabernacle of meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of meeting, which was outside the camp. So it was whenever Moses went out to the tabernacle that all the people rose, and each man stood at his tent door, and they watched Moses until he had gone into the tabernacle. Watching Moses. They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what to do. All right? Verse number
Verse number 9, Exodus 33 says, and it came to pass when Moses entered the tabernacle that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. Now, remember, God is doing things. He's manifesting himself. He coming through in the pillar of cloud. Like, imagine a cloud descending and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. A cloud now. Yeah, God talking with Moses through a cloud. And that, like I told you, in the wilderness, that's when God reveals himself. You know what I'm talking about? Reveals himself in some mighty ways, some unique ways. All right? That's to get our faith started and get our faith in him. You know what I'm talking about? When the Lord talked with Moses through the cloud. Verse 10, Exodus chapter number 33, verse 10 says, all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door. All the people saw this. Yeah. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshiped each man in his tent door. They worshiped God because they scared now. You see what I'm saying? They forgot. They're going to make a golden calf, and God wiped some of them out, man. And then Moses broke the goddamn gold, and I'm talking about, man, broke it down to like ashes and put it in some water or drink for them and told them to drink it, bro. Yeah. All that's in Exodus chapter 32. But right now we in Exodus 33. All the people saw the pillar. The pillar descended. It said the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And all the people saw it. Verse 11, Exodus chapter 33 says, so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face. Yeah, you can get in a place where God can speak to you face to face. Guess what? And you still won't see his face. That's how spectacular he is. He could talk to you face to face and you still won't see his face. Because look, he says he talked with Moses face to face, right? But then Moses, as we keep reading, Moses wanted to see God, and God said, you can't see me and still live. He said, but you can get up into this mountain, and as I pass by, you can see my backside. You know what I'm talking about? That's it. That's all you can see. So, verse 11, so the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Told you. He's speaking to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Don't you know that you can get that close to God even now in 2017? On you yourself. You can get that close to God. Yeah. Obey God, man. Yeah, learn to obey. It's a process. Learn to obey. You're not going to be perfect until God makes us perfect. That's in heaven. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. Joshua stayed up in there because God talking to Joshua too. Yep, Joshua the one that Moses led him out of bondage. Joshua led him in to the promised land. Yeah, and Moses and Joshua worked for God. All right? Verse number 12, Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 12 says, then Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. You didn't let me know who's going. And sometimes that's what God do. Most of the time, God don't tell you the whole picture. Look, check this out. God's so wise, he'll show you a little glimpse of the promise, a little glimpse of the blessing to get you started. You know what I'm talking about? And then, guess what? You start going through stuff. But, I mean, the wilderness is to build you. It's to get you to trust God. It's to get you to use your faith. Not your resources, but it's to get you to use your faith in the source. And sometimes God will drop all the resources that you had and that you used to could call on and add, and he'll dry them up so that you can look to him. So God said, I know you by name. And God said, You have also found grace in my sight. Verse 13, Exodus 33 says, now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way. Yeah, show me now your way. Somebody say that. Say, show me your way, God. Show me your way, God, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people. This nation is your people. Verse 14 says, and he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. How about that? You see, prophet was just talking about entering into God's rest last night. Yeah, he said you could enter into God's rest and still be on a job somewhere. That right? When you're doing your work unto God, man, please. Yeah, that's how you whistle while you work. You do everything unto God. You can have the worst job. You do it unto God, he'll make it better. You know what I'm talking about? That don't mean you got to stay there. You know what I'm talking about? Because God going to give you some joy. You'll be enjoying what you're doing. So if you're in something that you don't like, hey, just do it unto God and then find you something that you will like, you do like. Well, ask God. Because as we see, Moses is talking to God. Verse 13. Well, verse 14. God said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. Because Moses said, show me your way. Show me your way. So God said, I'm going to be with you. That's what he's telling you. I'm going to be with you and I will give you rest. Yeah, that peace that passes all understanding. Verse 15 says, then he said to him, Moses said to God, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. That's right. If God's presence is not there, if God's presence is not going to be with you, then you don't need to do it. Yeah, that's right. That you don't need to. If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Verse 16, for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight? Except you go with us. Somebody say, go with me, Lord. Go with me, Lord. So we shall be separated. So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Look at that. Yeah, you sit apart from all the people on the face of the earth. Why? Because all the people on the face of the earth won't submit to God. But you did. Yeah, you submitted to God. That's what's up. Congratulations. I wish I had them hand claps. Celebrate, but you on the right side. We shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. That's where you get peculiar people, yeah? The ones that follow God, right. The ones that obey God, love God for real. Not just talking about I love God, but the actual ones that love God. Prove it. The ones that prove it by submitting to God. Verse 17, so you are unique. Just know that you are unique. You are different from all the people who are upon the face of the earth. Why? Because we are following Jesus the Christ. We have accepted God and his purpose that he created us for. We accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are doing things God's way. We're not perfect, but our hearts keep beating for the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? We love to spend time with the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Mic check. Hold on, y'all. Mic check. Sorry about that. All right, we in Exodus chapter number 33. Exodus chapter number 33. Verse 17 says, so the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken. For you have found grace in my sight. Yeah, people be running around here trying to brown nose and kiss up and this, that, and the other to other people, but won't do none of that to God. You ain't got to, but I'm just saying. They won't honor God like that. They honor other imperfect people. just because they may have a little bit more education or maybe in a higher position or may have a job that they offer them, they, I'm talking about, you'll be surprised what folk do. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, to another human being. But won't even be studying God, period. I get with God when I get right. Boy, you ain't going to never get right, so you ain't going to never get with God? Huh? You'll never get right, cuz. I'm going to get with him when I get right. I'm going to get with him when I stop. All right. You're going to be doing it all your life. You got to come to God just as you are when he calls you. Exodus chapter number 33, verse 17. So the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight. That's what God is saying to you. You have found grace in God's sight. And God is saying, I know you by name. Well, you could jump off the broadcast with this one. Hallelujah. God said he know you by name. Verse 18 says, and he said, please show me your glory. Yeah. Show me your glory. Verse 19. Then God said, I will make all my goodness pass before you. Ooh, I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. Because that's all he got is goodness. I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Uh-huh. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. There's too many people trying to condemn people for their sins. You see what I'm saying? And God, the one that said, I'm going to be gracious on who I want to be gracious on. And I will have compassion on who I want to have compassion on. Yeah, just because you study in the Bible don't mean you got the right to put nobody, you ain't no judge. Because if you judging somebody, then you ain't no doer of the law. You just a judge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but a true follower of Christ know that they ain't perfect. A true follower of Christ know that they need the shepherd. Sheep helpless, man. But God said, I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Wow, he is the judge, and he is our Father. Ever let nobody else judge you ever again. Because God said, I'll be gracious to you if I want to be gracious to you. I have compassion on you if I want to have compassion on you. It's God who we have to give our account to, not humans. Verse 20. But he said, God said, you cannot see my face. Remember, he was talking to Moses face to face. Remember that? He talking to Moses face to face, but Moses still can't see him. That's why he's saying, show me your glory. And God said, I'm going to make all my goodness pass before you and proclaim the name of the Lord. It says, but verse 20 says, but God said, you cannot see my face. You can't see me, cuz. No. You cannot see my face, for no man, no human shall see me and live. Wow. That's how super spectacular, espialidocious, wonderful counselor, everything. He more than some Disney World. That's what they used to say about Disney World. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, all that, yeah. But he more than that, though. He said, no man, no human shall see me and live. How spectacular is God, our Father. Verse 21 says, and the Lord said, here is a place by me. Yeah, come up here to this place by me. You shall stand on the rock. Guess who the rock is for you? You want to see God? Come up here and stand by God. Stand on the rock. This rock is Jesus. Verse 22 says, so it shall be while my glory passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock. And will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Look at that. Yeah, God got hands. You think he made your hands and he ain't got none? I'm going to cover you with my hands while I pass by. Verse 23, then I will take away my hand as I pass by. After I pass by, I'm going to take away my hands now. And you will see my back. But my face shall not be seen. Wow. Yeah, that's a spectacular place in God right there, boy. That's a good place to praise God right there. God is doing, I'm talking about manifesting himself in some glorious ways. And Moses, I'm talking about came down in the cloud and talked to Moses face to face, and Moses still can't see him. You know what I'm talking about?
still can't see God's face, because no man can see God's face and live. Hallelujah. All day. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out. Much love to you. Appreciate you being here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are in the midst of this Hip Hope Bible study. Hip Hope Bible study. That's right. With Jesus in heaven, little buddy. And we just did part one, which was Exodus chapter 33. We're coming back. We're going to jump into part number two, starting at Psalms chapter number 78. I think we left off at verse 51. That's a long psalm we're dealing with right there. So Psalm 78, verse 51 when we come back. Appreciate you being here. Much love to you. Hallelujah all day. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we're doing Hip Hope Bible Study with Jesus in Heaven. Little buddy, Teaching Tuesday. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
One Accord DJs.
You are now listening to the sold out mixtape series. Didn't you know this?
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
hot on tracks with Big Drake, who got the speakers bumping and the whole crowd stomping to the kingdom sound that's hitting all around, and everybody's hearing the beat. You got to get down to pump it up a little.
Brand new.
You know, not a lot, just a little bit, cause you know we got to keep it real. You know the deal, not trying to fool you all with the old sex appeal. I hope you know what I mean. We represent the king who blowing a mile high. He do the things he do, spread his love abroad. The living people have been going through hard times and tribulation, but not extinction. Okay, now we got to send the praise up. So let's raise up, it don't take much. Just forget my clap in your hand, now do your dance. No more shackles on the feet, cause now we're set free.
You lose, move my mind.
Blessings come down. Praise your name, cause you blow my mind. Don't matter whenever I need you, you always right on time. Blind walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Before I gained wisdom, thought I can handle it myself. What's well? If you lose your soul, I'm satisfied. Can exhale, now it's under control. So let's go to a better place, better face. See another earth. Passion of Christ, got passion till the day you revert. Learn to put them first. Anything I want in this life, it's already done and I ain't gotta work. The only thing I need is a little bit of faith. No matter how long it takes, I will patiently wait. I know the change gon' come, that's why I wrote to the song. Got Jesus on my side, so I can never go wrong. That's why.
Trackhead Remix exclusive.
Here's a sample.
Now back to your regular scheduled
program.
Yes, you do.
those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far.
Yes, sir.
Cordero, ambassador, and MOD coming with that heavyweight lyrical artillery. You get me?
Yeah. Oh, you mean UK to USA straight collaborate? You get me?
What up? Cruz Cordero and the ambassador. What we gonna do right now is hit that little cypher international style. Bring it.
With the same season finesse, I'm back to speak and bless. Preach Jesus for these three reasons. He's the way, the truth, the life, so please believe him. And take heed of this being what keeps my heart beating with breath deep in my chest. Bringing all of your Christian war rhymes to digest. I'm just a teacher to test, but a student at best. Placing my truth for life on top of my teacher's desk. Jesus, he's the genius. I have to confess, he taught me how to eat good like we should instead of feeding my flesh. I reflect back on that evening fight that was bleeding to death. As I'm reading the text that keeps me in check, I'm critiquing the meaning of God that God we love, peeping his best, following each of his steps while leading the next, leading the reps, equipped to reach and effect every region with the gospel from the east to the west. Cause life without Christ is like having a deep or less without the keys.
Tell me, what's the reason for the things that you believe in? If it ain't the sun, then you're minus, you're freezing as we be. Metaphorically speaking, no flattery or sucking up or man pleasing, no compromising, no appeasing, twisted and false teaching, by the throat we be squeezing. Man says, all I need is adjustment, just a little bit of tweaking. He's good at philosophically speaking, but that don't solve the problem, so don't adjourn the meeting. Sin in God's nostrils so stink, it's freaking. His word is like a missile, not heat but soul seeking, leaving your conscience pricked, your heart beating like damaged pipes. We don't stop leaking and speaking like VU meters peaking, green finger seeds sowing and fruit reaping, much fruit, real disciples, word keeping, with inside Bible study type teaching and outdoor preaching, from here to the ends of the earth reaching, cause Jesus is still in the game of sin releasing, so just lift up your eyes because it's soul saving season, there's forgiveness, we ain't out to get even, Acts chapter 7, yeah we bring it like Stephen, real bread from heaven, true manna that's uneven, then if we don't scream and shout, the rocks will be crying
from Bronx to Brixton, Philly, to London, Piccadilly. This is for old rats and ill billies and politicians up on Capitol Hill. For real, we come to spread the word of God, no matter how you feel. Because now things are a shame in this nation that claims to profess the Lord's name. Like out in universities and in the high schools, they have banned the Bible and say it's for fools, and yet still choose to be preaching all that speculation. Natural selection instead of Jesus' resurrection. It takes more faith to believe in evolution, cause it's a theory whose evidence has been disproven. Man's philosophies ain't nothing but profanity. Without no absolutes, we only breed immorality and depravity, anarchy within humanity. Godlessness is the root of all insanity. But great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh before not witnesses. Beneath the cross, Darwin's wisdom ain't but foolishness. Because it cannot give us purpose over righteousness. Oh yes, our faith has sure evidence. Jesus rose on the third day like sweet smelling incense. To the deceived, he's a stench. To those who believe and receive and repent, he is a life giving fragrance.
Amen. We make noise for Jesus like racket. It's not an act, in fact, it's a habit practiced by Christ fanatics. While you laugh, it's amazing how we have this thing you lack it. Relationship with the triune package. With no slackage, we rap to put Christ on the map, kid. Times are drastic, but some are laughing like a slapstick. Grasp it. Ask if you can hack grass in its facets. The mass is man plus sin equals casket. Added to that is the revelation where the passage. Since after you die, you judge, then you burn like acid. We're all born in this basket. I know you fasted. Went to church, took new members class and passed it. When the bad news is better as when it's with Jack Frost. The good news can shine like diamonds on black cloth. Now back off, shift the cavalry with grace flows. Out of the body of a savior with man-made holes. Think of the H show, think of the face blows. Think of the grave clothes, but remember the praise goes. When he got up, case closed. Let's break down the praise mode. Yo, redeem hip hop or say ho.
Yeah, redeemed hip hopper say ho ho. Yeah, we redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you being here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We're doing this hip hop Bible study
with Jesus in heaven, little buddy. Yeah, we call it Teaching Tuesdays. Yeah, Teaching Tuesdays. And I like what them boys just said. They said, no flattery or sucking up a man pleasing. You know what I'm talking about? No flattery, no sucking up, and no man pleasing. Yeah, no human pleasing. We ain't here to please humans. We here to please God. Cuz, what's wrong with you? Huh? Yeah.
this is for politicians up on Capitol Hill. The real, we come to spread the word of God no matter how you feel. For Hood Rats and Ill Business.
Oh. Yeah, man. Hip Hop Bible Study with Jesus in Heaven. Teaching Tuesdays. And we're about to go into part number two. Starting at Psalms chapter 78. Starting at Psalm 78. And why are you going there if you haven't went there yet? Faith is what you hope in God for. Listen to this. Faith is what you hope in God for. It's the evidence of what you don't see. That could be baffling. That could be hard to wrap your mind around it if you carnal hit it. You know what I'm talking about? But believe and trust in God. That's faith. Believe and trust God. That's faith. You know what I'm talking about? So this episode is where we come together and study, focus, meditate on, and apply. You know, do the word of God. Obey God, Abba Father. We read and we feed on the word, chapter by chapter, and verse by life, field verse. The word of God. Remember this about the word of God. The word of God is living. This Bible, yeah, it's alive. The word of God is powerful. Yeah, this Bible is powerful. The word of God penetrates to the dividing of the soul and spirit. Yes, this Bible does penetrate to the dividing of the soul and spirit. What else can do that? Nothing. Nothing else can pierce or penetrate to the dividing of soul and spirit. Shouting, what? None but his word. The word of God judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our hearts. That's right. This Bible judges the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. That's why people be talking about, you know, don't be judging. Only God can judge me because you're giving them the word now. Don't stop giving them the word. Don't judge them. But when you're giving them the word, hey, they're getting judged by the word. Because that's what Jesus said. I ain't come here to judge the word, just to judge you. But the same word that I'm speaking to you, that's what's going to judge you that behind. Shouting. Yeah, people think they something else. Do whatever. Exclude me. That don't mean me. Nigga, please. Hey, think they can skip over the word. The whole Bible go together, cuz. Ain't no skipping none of it. You can't read no other book in the world that the front don't go at the back and the back don't go at the front. Go ahead on. Don't bring that over here with the word of God, cuz. This is the word of God. Yeah, the word of God, the Almighty. All right, let's jump into part number two. Part number two for Teaching Tuesdays. Hip Hope Bible Study, Psalms chapter number 78, and we're starting in verse number 51. That's what we left off at last time. Psalm 78, because Psalm 78 was pretty long, but we about to finish it tonight. All right, so Psalms chapter number 78, starting at verse number 51, and it says, matter of fact, go back to 50. It says, he made a path for his anger. Talking about God. Yes, God can't get mad. You know what I'm talking about? He's mad with the wicked all day. The devil is not God's friend. All right? But verse 50, Psalm 78, God has his, matter of fact, God has his wrath already bottled up. Bottled up. So he can be long-suffering. And these same folks, because God is being long-suffering, they counting his long-suffering against him. And he being patient and very, he's suffering a long time because he's the only God. And we keep rebelling and rebellion, right? But he being patient. He's suffering a long time so that we can get it right. But they count on God's long suffering against him. Verse 50, Psalm 78. It says, God made a path for his anger. He did not spare their soul from death, but gave their life over to the plague and destroyed all the firstborn in Egypt, the first of their strength in the tents of Ham. Yeah, Ham, the one that went in there on Noah and seen him naked and whatever, went and told his brother, and Noah got up and cursed Canaan, which is Ham's son. And Canaan is the land, you know, where Abraham, you know, was at, Abram, and then where Lot was at, you know. One side was Sodom and Gomorrah in Canaan, and one side was the promised land. Verse 52. It says, but he made his own people go forth like sheep. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. God gonna keep you safe. You ain't got to worry about none of the disasters going on in the world. You ain't got to worry about what Trump, the dump, doing. I'm talking about this president, but this one president I sure ain't never been studying.
Oh, I ain't studying nothing. Anyway, the Lord is over my life, okay? That's how we live. But he said he made his own people go forth like sheep. God know how to destroy and judge the wicked. And at the same time, he know how to bless and cultivate his people. I like that word, cultivate. He know how to bless and cultivate his people, while at the same time destroying those that's not his people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to worry about nothing. I'm talking about you, even if your own personal situations, you don't have to worry about nothing. You've been making it. Think about it. Look at it. Look where you done came from, even if what you've been going through. You've been making it. You take it one day at a time. That's how we supposed to do it, right? That's how the old people told us to do it. The older people with wisdom told us to take it one day at a time. And Jesus himself said, don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow got enough trouble of itself. Yeah, you're going to bring tomorrow, not knowing about tomorrow, into the day and add more stress and trouble on the day. Man, please. See, God unplugs us. Shows us how to live. Verse 52. Psalm 78 says, but God made his own people go forth like sheep, and he guided them in the wilderness like a flock. Somebody say, guide me, Lord. Guide me, Lord. Verse 53, it says, he led them on safely. Somebody say, lead me on safely, Lord. Yeah, lead me on safely, Lord. He led them on safely so that they did not fear. See there? When you got your confidence in God, you ain't got no fear about anything. Because fear, God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. That sound mind tells you that God gonna leave me on safely. So screw Satan. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, though. That's what's gonna happen to your enemies. Yeah. God gonna drown them. Verse 54. And he brought them to his holy border, this mountain which his right hand had acquired. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted them an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. Move them out the way, put you in their position. How about that? Yeah. Only the righteous is going to last. The wicked got to end. Yeah, the devil, he's coming to an end. Like I say, he old. He in intensive care. In hell. Yeah, know it. You know what I'm talking about? He old. He got cancer. He got AIDS. He got all them diseases that he trying to put on the people. And the people just accepting it. And you know what? Now they calling it my whatever disease it is. My shingles. My chicken pox. My cancer. They calling it my. Come on, man. Forget that. Life and death is in your tongue. Watch what you say. And watch what you're taking in. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe what God said about you? Or are you going to believe what the doctor's saying about you? Uh-oh. Things still on up in here. Yeah, you going to believe what God said? Or are you going to believe what the doctor said? Verse 56, Psalm 78 says, yet they tested and provoked the Most High God. Wow. Yeah, yet they tested and provoked the Most High God and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. Wow. For they provoked him to anger with their high places and moved him to jealousy with their carved images. The same folk he looking out for now. This is what they gonna do. Provoke him. Move him to jealousy. Remember they built a golden calf? Talking about this God they brought you out of Egypt, remember? We just read that last week. It says, when God heard this, he was furious. Yeah, furious. Not just angry, but he furious. And greatly abhorred Israel. Yeah, nobody else. He ain't talking about the wicked right here. He talking about Israel. Because Israel disobeying. Remember, we just read that they are stiff-necked people. Yeah, we can be rebellious sometimes. All right, verse 60 says, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent he had placed among men. You remember, you don't want God to leave you. You want God's presence everywhere you go. And if his presence ain't there, you shouldn't go there. Verse 61 says, and he delivered his strength into captivity. This is why we go into captivity. This is where slavery came from. Didn't want to listen to God. You know what I'm talking about? He delivered his strength into captivity then. And his glory into the enemy's hand. Verse 61. Verse 62 says, he also gave his people over to the sword and was furious with his tabernacle. Was furious with his inheritance. Yeah, his inheritance. Jesus, you know, when you inherit something when somebody dies, right? Jesus died for God to inherit us, right? So we are his inheritance. But he was furious. Yeah, we learn to obey God. We don't disobey like our ancestors. We read about them and what happened. And we learn what not to do, and we learn what to do. Yeah, we want to please God. He gave his people over to the sword and was furious with his inheritance. Verse 63, the fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given in marriage. Wow. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Verse 65 says, then the Lord awoke as from sleep, like a mighty man who shouts because of wine. He beat back his enemies.
Yeah. Keep thinking God soft, if you want to. My Bible just said, he beat back his enemy. I'm talking about beat him down. Verse 66, Psalm 78. I'm sure your Bible says something similar to that, if not the same thing. Verse 66, God beat back his enemies. He put them to a perpetual reproach, making them shame. It says, moreover, he rejected the tent of Joseph. Wow. And did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah. Yeah, the tribe of Judah. That's what Jesus comes through as. That's what David was over there. He chose the tribe of Judah. Yeah, the ones that going to praise God. That's what Judah is. We're going to praise God, right? He chose the tribe of Judah. Mount Zion, they go to other places of praise, which he loved. God loves praise. I'm telling you, praise him in every situation. Forget about all the, what could happen negatively. Man, praise God and watch him work that thing out for you. Goodly. Oh, that ain't no word. Good for you. All right, where we at? Verse 68, let me read it again. But chose the tribe of Judah. Yeah, the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's Jesus. Revelation chapter number 5, if you want scripture on there. I believe verse 5 too. The lion of the tribe of Judah. He chose the tribe of Judah though. The followers of Christ. Mount Zion, which he loved. Which he loved. The place of praise. We're going to praise you, God. Verse 69 says, and he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth, which he has established forever. Verse 70, he also chose David, told you, his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds. He took David from the sheepfolds. The sheepfolds, David was a shepherd by occupation. He called him away from his regular occupation, his regular job. You know what I'm talking about? That's what God does. He don't call all of us from it, but a lot of people, he do call off of it. Just look at the disciples. He called them from their job. Called Matthew from being a tax collector. He called Peter them from being fishermen. Yeah, called them to follow him. And they left everything to follow him. That's how important Christ is. All right? So it says, verse 70, he also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, took him from his occupation, from his job, from following the ewes that had young. He brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people. So he took him from being a shepherd over sheep to being a shepherd over his people. See, you got to answer the call. What is God calling you up to? Mm-hmm. Stop trying to chase what you think in your mind is right and submit to God and say, okay, Father, this is your life. I've been gave you my life. Okay, what you want me to do? And if he don't say nothing, don't do nothing right. Don't do nothing yet. Hold on. Still wait for him to talk. Because you don't want to make a permanent decision for
a temporary situation. But he brought him from following the ewes that had young, brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. Verse 72. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. Obey God. That's what this Bible teaches you. First, it teaches you how to love God and how to love people. Yeah, it teaches you how to love God and how to love people. Right? Then you learn to obey God. Mm-hmm. You learn to worship God in spirit and in truth. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah all day. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We just finished part number two for this Teaching Tuesdays Hip Hop Bible Study with Jesus in Heaven. And when we come back, we're going to get into the third and final part for this episode, which will be Matthew chapter number 5. We over there. And I think that chapter long too. So we're going to start at verse. Well, you'll see when we get back. Matthew chapter 5, though, you can go ahead and go there. And you can go ahead and start it if you have not read it. You can go ahead and start reading it because that's them Beatitudes, them blessed attitudes. Beatitudes. All right? We'll be right back. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, yeah, having this Hip Hope Bible Study with Jesus in Heaven.
Little buddy,
appreciate you being here. Much love to you. And I pray that God bless you. Yeah, as you bless him too. All right? He always do his part. Do your part, all right? Be right back.
When they're being persecuted by these Satanist priests, when it's said it's the faith that they preach, and this for the martyrs, thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they committed to father. This shit of fate is Stephen for what they believe in, but these saints never quit, they go harder. This for the missionaries because it is scary. Some are beaten, some shot and they're killed. They know they could end up buried in the cemetery, but they give all they got in the field. And this for the past, the book is the last, the shepherd, the flock, as they live for the master. Live for the master. They're not chasing rewards in this life, they know where to come master. Here to come master. Whoa. I couldn't believe my eyes on the screen. I seen ISIS put 21 guys on their knees, and these Christians were beheaded right on the beach. And that's the blood color, the tide in the sea. I broke down and started to cry because we can worship at the service time that we please. And pray and open up our Bibles and read. See, while our brothers out there dying, we're free. They're martyred because they won't deny them, but we deny them every time we're silent. We be in the church, but rarely go outside it to preach. Watching them solidify it beneath my behind, and bravery's inspiring me. So from here on out, the lions unleash. The Lord, before I join the silence, I plead. Ha! Jesus gave his life for me and he brought. Life for me and he brought. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds of to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls, if that's something you got a problem with. They'll start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say it's you that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's where our children are misled. They're taught there's no proof that it God exists. They tell our kids to what you feel, see they got polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked, and it's just foolish to follow it. But enough with it is not enough. They want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared, the choice is easiest, but yes, you were in God I live. I poked the RC and I will squatting and poop on your bop for me.
Cats back and gas shooting two popping glocks to your house, they will come.
To your house, they will come.
Rack, tack, 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 boom, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of the gun.
That's the sound of the gun.
If ever they run upon me and put Rugers in my head and say, my head and say, deny your guard, I'm screaming, Christ is low, hallelujah, on three. Jesus gave his life for me and he brought.
Life for me and he brought.
How could I not want these people to know?
Want these people to know?
Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds us to stand up and say hallelujah all day.
Yeah, hallelujah all day.
Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
Yeah, hallelujah all day.
Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
Yeah, hallelujah all day.
Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
Yeah, hallelujah all day.
I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
Hallelujah all day.
I'm here with a reason. I'm turning demons to pieces. I put the light on your teeth and then I silence your legions. I ain't afraid of no demons. Disciples round with me. As long as I'm in his word, his light gon' shine on me. I put the light on them demons. It ain't no hide from me. Amen.
Hey, 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 amen, hey, 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 amen, yeah, hey, hey, amen, and hallelujah all day, amen, hey, hey, oh, we doing hip-hop Bible study, not hip-hop rapping session. Oasis was cracking. You are tuned into When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you being here. We're doing this hip-hop Bible study with Jesus in Heaven, love us. Yeah, Teaching Tuesdays is what we call it.
And right now we're going into the third part for this episode of Teaching Tuesdays.
And if you would, go to Matthew chapter number 5 with me. Matthew chapter number 5 is where we're going. We got to hear from Jesus in Heaven, little buddy. Matthew chapter number 5. All right. We left off, we in verse 21. So it's Matthew 5, we in verse 21. But before we read verse 21, I want to go back and read verse 11 and verse 12. All right, Matthew chapter 5. We left off on verse 21, but before we jump back on it and continue, I want to read verse 11 and verse 12 again. And it says, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you. You blessed. Yeah, you get worried when somebody ain't picking on you. When you're following God. That's how, okay. So blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. So they saying all kind of manner of evil against you falsely. But they doing it all because you are following Jesus the Christ. All right, verse 12 says, rejoice though. You blessed. He told you you're blessed when they revile you. You're blessed when they persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you. You're blessed. All right? Verse 12 says, rejoice then. Since you're blessed, then you know you're blessed. Rejoice. Celebrate. You know what I'm talking about? And be exceedingly glad on top of that. This ain't no sad occasion here. You on God's side. The only people that's sad for, you know, is curtains for is the ones who refuse to repent. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. You might not have nothing on earth, but God. That's all you need now. For real. We be thinking we need it. We need it. I got bills. I need money. No, you need Jesus. How about that? We need to start back saying that. You need Jesus.
Make that back popular.
You need Jesus. Yes, sir. You need Jesus. I'm going to start saying that again. You need Jesus. I'm talking about a lot. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You have a great reward in heaven. Don't get blindsided by the things on this earth. You got a great reward in heaven waiting for you to get there. So don't get blindsided by what you got to go through on the earth. Okay? The suffering of this present time cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Verse 21. Let's go, y'all. Matthew chapter number 5, verse 21. It says, you have heard that it was said to those of old, those in the Old Testament, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. See, some people think Jesus got rid of the law. No, he fulfilled the law. Because look at verse 22 says, but I say, see, you heard this, but I say this, verse 22, I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause, okay, just angry for no reason, angry with your brother for no reason, right? But whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Wow. You hate your brother, angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. If you say to your brother, Raka, I don't know what that means,
but you shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says you fool, you shall be in danger of hell. Verse 23, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, yeah, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there at the altar you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Be reconciled to your brother, because there you remember that your brother has something against you. So leave your gift there before you and go be reconciled to your brother. All right? And then come and offer your gift. Verse 25 says, agree with your adversary quickly. So you got brothers, you got adversaries too. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him. Lest your adversary, yeah, the one that's against you, your enemy, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge. And then the judge hand you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. All right? Pay what you owe, in other words. Pay what you owe. Verse 26, assuredly I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. Told you. Yeah. Pay what you owe. This is when we are in violation. All right? Verse 27 says, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. Verse 28 says, but I say to you that whoever looks, good God Almighty. Now, he enforced it, really. Because they said, okay, you should not commit adultery. You should not do the act, right? Verse 28, Jesus said, he says to us, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Woo, Jesus. Mm-hmm. You gotta watch it, man. Looking and lusting. You look too long, that's lusting now. Already committed adultery with her. And it's hard. All right. Verse 29 says, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. That's how serious sin is. This is how serious sin is. God does not ever smile on your sin. All right? Don't think that. He don't smile on our sin. All right. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. That's how serious it is. And cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And right now, we ain't got to pluck our eye off. All we got to do is turn the TV off. You know what I'm talking about? Turn off that bad bull crap that come across the TV all the goddamn time. Yeah, movies too. Got to watch what you're watching. All right? Unless you want to go ahead and pluck your own eye out, you know. But just turn the TV off. All right? Because it's better for one of your members to perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Verse 30 says, and if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But Jesus says to us that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except this reason, sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Yeah. Verse 33, that's why I take Jesus, man, to present us blameless before God, boy. Because God is the only one that can look in our lives. Jesus is the only one that can look in our lives and say, yeah, hey, you got this right, you got this right, but you got this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We all can grow. Verse 33. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but you shall perform your oaths to the Lord. Right? You know how them folk be like, okay, God, if you get me out of trouble, man, I won't do it no more. Okay, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oaths to the Lord. That's back in the day, you know. But verse 34, Jesus said to us, do not swear at all. Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Heaven is God's throne. So don't swear by heaven. You ain't got no pull like that, now. That's God's throne. I swear by God. What? Man, I put that on God. What? Jesus said, do not swear at all, neither by heaven,
for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool. See how different heaven and earth is? They both belong to God, but one is his throne, and the other one is his footstool, but it's still beautiful. That's what I mean. It's still beautiful on the footstool, because that's where we at, on earth. It is his footstool. And if his footstool this beautiful, okay, you can imagine how beautiful and how much more spectacular, that's the word for today, spectacular, how much more spectacular heaven is. How much more awesome heaven is. Nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Verse 36 says, nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. I swear by me. No. Can't even swear by your own self. Because you cannot make one hair black or white. Hey, your stress is going to turn all white, God, don't it? Verse 37 says, but let your yes be yes, right? And your no be no. That's how we got to do it. Yes, yes. No, no. That's it. No in between, shout it. Because for whatever is more than these is from the evil one. Mean what you say and do. Okay? Be true. Jesus said, let your yes be yes. Yes. I'm going to do this. Or let your no be no. No. I'm not going to do it. That's all it is. Anything else is uncivilized. For whatever is more than these is from Satan. Yes or no. That's it. Anything else? From the evil one. Verse 38. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. I tell you, don't resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. You better say, help me, Jesus, because I'm going to say, help me, Jesus, myself. Help me, Jesus. But that's how humble our hearts should be. That's how much love supposed to take over our lives, man. That whoever slaps you on the right cheek, you turn to the other one. You know what I'm talking about? Wow. Jesus. Verse 40, that's all you can say sometimes is Jesus. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. You want to sue you for 200? Go ahead and give him 400. Verse 41, and whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. See how ain't none of us perfect, shouter? Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. You don't turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. And give to who asks of you, if you got it. Verse 43 says, you have heard that it was said, you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Everybody get ready to say, help me, Jesus, because we finna go into it. Verse 44 says, but I say to you, love your enemies. Help me, Jesus. I say it for you. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Bless the ones that curse you. Do good to the ones that hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Help me, Jesus. That's one verse. And then Jesus talking. I still got to say help me, Jesus, on that. But I love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Oh, Jesus. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. I'm willing to, though, Jesus. Verse 45 says, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Yeah. Be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And that don't mean you ain't going to have no flaws. You see what I'm saying? But that means you can do what God says. Yeah. And just because you decided to do what God says, just because you choose to do what God says. God, I'm talking about he going to meet you. He see the end from the beginning. He know if you going to make it or not. Right?
You still here. So you gonna make it.
This is when hip hop meets Christ.
And we finish with the hip hop Bible study with Jesus in heaven on these Teaching Tuesdays, man. Teaching Tuesdays. And Father, thank you for your word. I pray that you would water the seed that was planted. I pray that you would let it produce a great harvest for you and us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Please keep us encouraged, Father, from day to day. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah. You are tuning to When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shouts out, much love to you. Appreciate you being here. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We have been here. Hip Hop Bible study with Jesus in heaven. And we finished, man. You know what I'm talking about? We'll holler back at y'all. Hurt Franklin Friday. You know what I'm talking about? 7 p.m. in the building. When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Appreciate everybody, man. Appreciate all the support, man. Love. Much love. I'll holler at you. Keep me in prayer. Peace.
About a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "You're supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and step your walk and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God, yeah, give up on me. When I gave up, it's easy to point the finger
when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done so.
pause, bring the comma. Tired of living in drama, and this ain't working no more. Not fighting it any longer, I'm gone, so I'm giving you deuces. My life is too crucial, transition to newness from what I've been used to. They wanna see me fail, but I gotta prove it wrong. And I'm choosing not to quit, I've been fighting so long. Greatness is in my soul, it's all in my bones. Like you on third base and I'm bringing you home. MJ23 when I'm all in my zone. Trying to live right, so now I've been feeling alone. Harder though, I gotta live with these past decisions that I made. So many thoughts on my mind, you don't even know. I was talking to my grandmother on yesterday. She told me how my cousin done been sentenced and getting sent away. Wishing I can get away, jump off in a spaceship and touch the moon. Tired of the same tunes, so I'ma catch another groove. Doing what I wanna do, I'm saying what I wanna say. When I feel I'm getting weak, I get off in my word and pray. Mayday, mayday. I'm feeling like there's something wrong, so I'ma watch this replay. I hope you kept the camera on. Yeah, I did a lot of wrong things that hunt me from my past. I'm really wishing it was gone, then maybe what we have can last. Moving kinda fast, but had to slow it down, cause I've been out there in the deep, feeling like I'm about to drown. Last hoping, feeling so hopeless. I'ma be the player and let Christ do the coaching. Yeah, but please watch how you approach me, cause I'm still under construction and some things are being broken.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt